We're talking about this article. Well, I guess it's just a situation in general, but inspired by an article in the K-State Collegian about being single during the holidays and how obnoxious that can be, you know, having people talk to you about it and say, you know, so you dating anybody? And then you have to, no, not at the moment. What? What's wrong with you? You know, and all that crap. You have to kind of deal with that. But in the same sense, you know, you don't have to buy presents for someone, which is nice.
But you don't get them.
You don't get the presents from them either. But like I said on that, the presents you would have gotten may have not been that good anyway. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Is it almost even, you know, a plus, a positive thing to be single during the holidays? Even if you're going to hear about it from every which way? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're up.
I don't know, man. I think it might be good to have a girl during the Christmas holidays and everything. I mean, you don't always have to take them to the family, you know? Keep them home and, like, make them breakfast in bed and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then that takes away from, like, some extra presents for you and stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, you're going to get the extra presents, but you're also going to have to give the extra presents, and when the presents you get suck, you're going to have to pretend to like them. You know? That's why, like, if you were to start dating someone right now, you'd be hosed.
Yeah.
You know, any time before. If you started dating someone in October, maybe you'd have an idea of what kind of presents you'd be looking at.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it has a recipe for disaster. Same thing with birthdays. You know, when you meet a girl, you should be able to see what her birthday is right when you meet her. Okay, that's too soon to now. Let me wait a couple weeks until it's past your birthday. All right. Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, man.
See you. Hey there, what do you think about being single during the holidays?
I think it's great. I love it.
Is that what you're going to be this year?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Is there any other way but?
Why do you like it? Why do you prefer that?
Well, from the past experiences, single is nice because, like you guys said earlier, you got the family and all the chit-chat in the background. And from a woman's perspective of it, it's nice not to have to try to impress anybody but the guy that you're with. So wait till after the holidays.
And then you're in good shape.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Either, what do you think? Being single during the holidays, is it a plus or a minus?
It's a minus.
A minus. Why?
Because, like you said, you have to worry about other people's gifts, and you're not sure what you're going to get, and you're not sure if it's going to be good or bad.
Oh, so you're saying being single is a good thing?
Yeah.
During the holidays. Okay, sorry. Misunderstood you. Yeah, it is. It's nice. It really is.
It is. Then you can just relax by yourself. Everybody else is out there just running amok.
I think it depends on your age, too. You know, like, right now, I'm perfectly fine with it, but maybe...
You're 80?
Yeah, when I'm 80 and I... and I'm still not married, you know.
No, when I'm 80, I'm still going to be a Scrooge and be by myself counting.
You're planning on being single for life?
Maybe not for life, but definitely a long time.
At least first 80 years, for sure.
Wait, I'm intrigued by this. Was there a certain circumstance that drove you to this decision, or is it something you've always kind of thought about?
Kind of both.
Yeah. You don't have that ticking clock where you want to get married anytime?
No. I have too many things on my plate right now. I'm going to school. I work.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
See you.